I have been telling you time and again that things can go awfully wrong in our legal system. In fact, I have given a sermon to our German audience not too long ago about our unrighteous legal system. And I have been encouraging, especially those who get jury duty notices, to take them extremely seriously. And when you have to appear in front of the judge, to really pray about it ahead of time. Concentrate on what you are going to be able to say, what you have to say. Pray to God that he will influence the mind of that judge, whoever it's going to be, that nothing will happen as what just happened in Florida, which I'm going to talk to you about, and this is from the NBC News, dated October 4. A young Florida man, 21 years old, had to go to jail for 10 days, 3 months probation, 30 hours of community service, an apology letter he had to write, and he had to pay a fine of $223. Originally, the sentence was even higher, 10 days in jail, 1 year of probation, 150 hours of community service. Why did this happen? And why did this judge, Palm Beach County Circuit Judge John Castrinakis, made such an outlandish, ridiculous decision? Well, here is what happened. He's 20 years old, a black person. He had to come to help his grandparents to take care of his grandfather, including physical therapy. He also is working after school in an after-school program at the city's Parks and Recreation Department. So he overslept. When he had to appear for jury duty service, he overslept. And then he got panicky, and he went to the internet and tried to find out, what do I have to do now? And the advice he kind of got is, well, of course, it's not a big deal. You hear from them later. Well, that's not how that judge felt. So that's a penalty he gave him. 10 days in jail and all this other stuff. I mean, it's an absolutely ridiculous judgment. But that is what happens if you end up in front of a judge who wants to show his power. And I checked this guy out a little bit, and he is quite controversial and has been controversial in other matters too. So it's not a laughing matter. I mean, if you have a jury duty summons, and of course you try first to get out of it by showing what religious convictions you have and also whatever other causes you might have for not having to serve, but if you have to show up, make sure you show up and make sure you pray ahead of time, because these things can really happen and become quite nasty and quite upsetting. But I also like to pick up on what we just heard in the announcement, because we are listening to this impeachment circus, and the news is just full of the impeachment circus, back and forth on both sides, argument, counter-argument. And we might not hear too much about other things. If we had a current events, which we are not going to have, I would have entitled it this way: another Trump step towards preventing immigration in the darkness and under the cover of night. What do I mean by that? The Washington Post reported on October 4, the White House, late Friday, that's yesterday, after everybody had already left pretty much, issued a proclamation saying it would deny visas to immigrants who will financially burden the U.S. healthcare system starting November 3. To obtain immigration visa, foreigners must prove they will be covered by approved health insurance, such as a family or employment-based policy, within 30 days of entering the United States, unless they are affluent enough to cover their reasonably foreseeable medical costs. Trump's proclamation would affect the immediate relatives of U.S. citizens waiting overseas for permission to come to the United States, including parents, spouses, and siblings.
Can you imagine that?
What an outrageous proclamation. It says a new rule is a gigantic, sweeping change to the legal immigration system. I have been warning you time and again. President Trump is trying to destroy our immigration system as we have it, with the exception of wealthy individuals. That's the exception. NPR added on October 4, the announcement would apply to the spouses and parents of U.S. citizens and the immediate family members of lawful permanent residents. If this policy survives the inevitable court challenges and is implemented, U.S. citizens will be separated from their husbands and wives abroad based on a failure to demonstrate health insurance coverage or a subjective level of wealth. Whatever happened to this big pronouncement, oh, we are going to get rid of the Obama mandate, which doesn't, it did require that everybody has health insurance. That's totally anti-American, so we get rid of that. And through the back door, under the cover of night, it's going to be put in again, but this time for immigrants. For husbands or wives of American citizens. Axios wrote on October 4, the proclamation is a classic catch-22 for low-income immigrants. They will need health insurance to be in the country legally. And the only way may be, or the only way that they may be able to afford coverage is with the ACA subsidies. But if they buy insurance with ACA subsidies, such as Medicaid, it won't count as insurance under the proclamation. So it's no good. And of course, this goes hand in hand with the recent public charge rule, which the Trump administration tried to reinterpret. And the question is, what happened to that one? Well, I looked that up, and here's an article by the Washington Post dated October 2. A federal judge in Oakland, California, on Wednesday began hearing the first of 8 lawsuits challenging the administration's inadmissibility on public charge grounds rule, which could render many immigrants ineligible for green cards and thus a pass to U.S. citizenship. The lawsuit argues that the challenge or the change is illegal and asked U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton, a name to perhaps remember, to put the policy on hold while legal challenges are resolved. But she may not do this. She already said, oh, no, I'm not sure about that, and I'm not sure that we should have an injunction nationwide. And she wants more proof that it will cause harm. The article goes on to say that another federal judge in Washington on Thursday is set to hold a separate hearing on that question in response to another lawsuit filed by a coalition of 13 states. And then there's still another set of lawsuits which try to challenge these new proclamations, which, according to this article, deviate substantially from more than 100 years of legal interpretation. So that's where we are. We have been talking a lot about Fortress Europe, where it was stated that Europe tries to keep immigrants out. I can see more and more we are becoming Fortress America, where it is very obvious that the whole goal of the Obama administration, I'm sorry, the Trump administration, is to keep as many immigrants out as possible, unless they are rich and wealthy and highly educated. That's the goal. And, I mean, the nation has been put on notice by Mr. Trump, and he was running for presidency, and now he is carrying it through. And it's, as I said, done under the darkness of night, because most people don't even know anything about it. It was done on Friday, and if this is not going to be stopped, comes November 3, I mean, it would be a terrible, unparalleled, devastating effect for thousands, if not millions, of people. And that's what we have in the land of the brave and the free. It's outrageous, it's indefensible, it's godless, it's unjust.